We're holding Mem Zayin of Beis, towards the bottom third of the page. So again, says the Gemara, Nashim from the Ketanim, Eim Zayin Aleim, by two dots, Nashim from the Ketanim, you can't make a Zeman with them. Amar Basi, Katan Mutar Risa, Katan, that's in his cradle, you could make a Zayin Aleim, you could join him into a Zeman. Fatan, Ayam Mishnah clearly said, Nashim from the Ketanim, Eim Zayin Aleim, you can't make a Zeman with a Katan either. Answers the Gemara, Hu Damak Rishim and Levi, Damar Rishim and Levi, Afapisha Amru, Katan Mutar Risa, Eim Zayin Aleim, even though they said a Katan that's in a cradle, you cannot join him into a Zeman. Sorry, he can make him the 10th. He can't be part of three. He can't be the third for three, but he could be the 10th out of the 10. Again, this halacha, and coming up next few lines of Gemara, there's a few very interesting pesukas, lakula, as to what we can join in to create a zeman. And I could be mistaken. Some of these are brought lalacha, but I don't see that the vel's naig this way. I don't see that doing naig at all. Lalacha, halacha lamaisa this way. But again, there is some of these zinims, I'm a chudish, taking leniency. What could be joined into a zeman, and they are brought lalacha, but again, maybe the next kalim say we don't rule this way, but we're definitely not knowing this way. Rav Shimon Levi, he says, Vam Rav Shimon Levi, another member of Rav Shimon Levi, Tisha of Evid Mitzarfin, nine male Yidin, and an Evid can be Mitzarf to be a minion. Meisve Belazer, famous story of the Belazer, Shenichos Beis Kenes Lehmas Asara, he went to Beis Kenes, didn't find 10 people there, Veshichra Avdi Veshnil Asara, he was Meshachar's Evid to get to Asara, to get to the number 10 for a minion. Now what did he do? Shichur. He was Meshachar. Shichur in, Lei Shichulai. If the 9 plus the Eved Kanani is enough for a minion, why do you have to free his Eved? He freed his Eved, his Mashma, only without that, it wouldn't have been a minion. Says Mar, you're right. The case over there was only 8. Trey Itzru. There were 8 people there for a minion, including Rabbi Yezer. He had 2 Avadim there. Chad, Shichur Chad, Fenafa Chad. 1 Eved he freed to make it 9. Now you have 9 Yidin, right? Because, you know, just to remind ourselves, Eved Kanani, when he goes into Avdus, he does what he's the beginning part of a quasi Geirus. He has mitzvahs like an Isha while he's Eved Kanani, but he's not really Geir at all. He's still considered a guy. When he goes free, he becomes a full-fledged Yid, becomes a Geir. So, Rabbi Lezer freed 1, and he became a full-fledged Yid. That's number 9. And the 10th was Taka still Eved. Serious answer of like a Hacham Mayaskina. The case of Rabbi Lezer was, they had 8 people for Minyan, and he had 2 Avadim. We're making the case, tweaking it a lot in order to fit this halacha of 9 and 1 being enough. Fek to Gemara. Bomb question. Blazer free slave for a minion. Whoever frees a slave is Avrasay. Shemalelam up to Vaidu. There's a mitzvah, an assay to keep Avadim. Evakranis Lailam says the Gemara. Dvar Mitzvah Shaini. When it comes to fulfilling a mitzvah, it's different. Freeing his Eved for a Dvar Mitzvah, that's different. That's okay. Says the Gemara Mitzvah Baba Veri. What do you mean? It's for a mitzvah, it's okay to be Nisr. It's a mitzvah Baba Veira. Which the first you explained, the Gemara's question is really a little deeper. It's not just classic mitzvah Baba Veira. That you do, you stole money for buy an esrog. You stole esrog yourself. You stole matzah, right? We're not talking about class mitzvah of Avera. It's deeper over here. Over here, the mitzvah of minyan is it's Rabbanan. It's Rabbanan. And the iser of leumat avaydu is daraisa. So you're being over a mitzvah, daraisa in order to satisfy a Rabbanan. It's a chiddush. Says Gemara, mitzvah Rabbim Shaini, that it's a mitzvah, the Rabbim is different. The mitzvah of Davi, the minion, is a mitzvah of the Rabbim. So even though it's a, we'll call it a lower level, it's a mitzvah Rabbanan, it's a mitzvah of the Rabbim, and therefore it can justify one being transgressing, so to speak. In this case, Lamam Tavayu doesn't apply. It doesn't apply in the face of a mitzvah Darabim, which the Mepharshim elaborate further. It's not just a mitzvah Darabanan, even though we said a moment ago, minyan is Darabanan. However, the idea of being sanctifying Hashem's name in a tzibur, vikidashtei, is a pasuk of chumash. So saying kadesh, kadesh, kadesh with a minyan is actually a kiyum of an asay as well. Right? So the chiyuv to daven the minyan may not be deraisa. But when you daven the minyan, you do get a kiyum of deraisa, right? When you say kadesh, kadesh, kadesh with the minyan, you're getting a kiyum of a mitzvah deraisa. And therefore, it's mitzvah Rabbim Shaini is not just stam, it's the rabbim, it's a rabbim which is a kiyum deraisa as well. Okay. I'm a shabbat levi. Let me ask you about the basic get up early to go basic answer, okay, shiyuzga, v'yimna, imasar, rishainim. So everyone over here today, I think we're done. All time, maybe I think, well, not all time. Fine, but the first 10 that come in, that they get the schus of shafilu mei abal machrav. Even if 100 people come afterwards, kibel alav schar kulam. Even if 100 people come later, the first 10 get the schar. They get all the schar. Says the Gemara, schar kulam. They take the schar out of the rest of the people. And the ema nice like schar keneged kulam. No, avadu whoever else come later gets schar as well. But the first 10, they get the schar keneged. Whoever many people come, they get schar keneged all them. They were the ones that established. They were the basis for this minyan. They get the schar. They created that it could be a davishab yushav here. That the shechina is here. They get the schar keneged kulam. By the way, there's a famous idea that the 10th person gets, you know, the tenth person certainly mashed on the minion. But I don't believe, unless I'm making some sort of mistake, I don't believe when we say that means the 10th person gets all the schar. 1 through 10 get equal amount of schar. the first person and the tenth person get the same schar. Maybe the first one gets more schar because he's even earlier, but they get the same amount of schar because they all were mashed in the minyan. The tenth person was the tenth to he was the last one to complete the 10. But without any one of those 10, you wouldn't have it. So presumably, all 10 are on the same level. Agamar certainly doesn't make a distinction between the center and the rest. Amar Afuna, Tishav Aram Mitzarfin. 9 men with the Aram Kaidish Aram Mitzarfin make a minion. Again, not a lacha that we find in the Maisa. Amar Rav Nachman V'Aram Gavru. Is the Aram a Gavra? And Lamar Afuna, Tishav Nirin Kasar Mitzarfin. We have 9 that look like 10. It's Mistarif. When 9 appear like 10, how so? So it's Mamish to Abbas Malchim. Either when they gather together, so it's hard to count because they're all pushed together, or when they're spread out across the room, also it looks like more because they're spread out, two opposite Malchim. I'm Kikan Mechanfi, when they're gathered. I'm Laki Mechanfi, when they're separated. There's the Machlekes, what does it mean, the 9 that look like 10? Amar Avami, Shnayim V'Shabbos Mistarif. When it comes to Zimun, 2 and Shabbos combined to make the 3-person minimum for Zimun. Amar Rav Nachman, V'Shabbos Gavru, V'Shabbos Gavru, same type of question like the Aaron before. El Rami, Shnei Tamid Chomim, Mechanda Zazeb Halacha Mestarfim. The two Tamid Chomim that are sharpening one another Halacha, they're learning Halacha together, they make a Zimun. Some of us want to say, even though it says Lashon of El Amar Rav Ami, it's not really a whole new answer. Rav Ami was answering to Rav Nachman that on Shabbos, what do people talk about on Shabbos? They're talking learning. So two people on Shabbos is Mestarif. It's not so much the Shabbos, it's the discussion they're going to have, which is learning, which is the ultimate explanation that Rav Ami gives, which is two people learning Halacha on Mestarif. Lemais the Gemara does make a major qualification. It sounds like it's not any two people learning, it's two people that are machadid each other Halacha, and the Gemara says further, Machfer of Chizik and Anna of Rishetius. Chizik showed, like myself, Rav Chizik and Rishetius, and Machfer of Rishetius pointed and showed, Anna of Chizik, only that type of learning leads to a din of two people being able to make a zeman. Amar Bechran. Katan Pareach, Mizamin Love. A katan who's sprouting out is Cyrus. You're not admit, you join him into a zeman. Taina Mihachi. Katan Shavish to Cyrus. Katan Bechish to Cyrus. Mizamin Love. You can join him to a zeman. Vashlevish is Cyrus. Vashlevish is Cyrus. Amizamin Love. So far, this price seems to be saying clearly if he brought to Cyrus, he could join him in. If he didn't bring to Cyrus, you can't join him in. Now look at the end of this price. V'ain Medactim Katan. And we're not Medactic. But the moment, so what is that last line saying? The chayr is a steer to the beginning. Hagu v'kasha. I'm a tevi shesaris in lehevi lei. It's said pretty clearly. If you bring to Cyrus, yes. If you didn't bring to Cyrus, no. Then he can't join the zeman. Fada amar ein medaktik. We got the one medaktik. Meaning we're not so worried if he brings to Cyrus. It makes no sense. Rather, the chayr, what must be saying? It must be saying that the last line is coming to include this din that we just said, that even though he's pareach, even though he's at the initial stages of having the Shay Cyrus, that's good enough as well. La Suya Mai, Lava Suya, cut the prayer, is a couple of kids, cut the prayer, Larry Bechram was teaching, and that's gonna be enough. And by the way, a simple explanation would be, is that, a Shay Cyrus is supposed to be two Cyrus that are long enough to fold over. Pareach means the Cyrus started to grow, but they can't fold over yet. So coming to include even that case, isn't that the taitch of that praisa? It's coming to include even that case. The Shay Saras doesn't mean Shay Saras mamish. It could be even though they can't fold over. Says the Gemara, we're on top of Mechas Ben Aleph. The last top line, less Hilchusukan Shmaita. Lamaisa, even though we brought these various halachas, oh, the Gemara says it's clear. We started when we started before. We said that we don't seem to be negating this halacha maisa. Here's the Gemara says it's clear. Let's also kana shmaita el kiyadam Rav Nachman katan idea lamim mevarchem. A katan knows to whom mevarch mizamin love. And again, even though we're saying this halacha, we're not like this either. But a katan who knows who he's benching to, so if he understands who he's benching to, we can make join him in for zeman. Abai Rav Yitzchak coming to Rabba. Abai and Rav were singing for the Rabba. Amul Rabba said lamim mevarchem. This is when Abai and Rav were young. Abai and Rav were young. And they were singing for the Rabbah, and Rabbah said, "Do you know who we benched to?" Amilei. So they said to him, "Rachmana, Rachmana Heicha, Rachmana, Takash Baruch Hu, the Merciful One." Rachmana Heicha said, "Where's Rachmana sitting?" Rav Achvi Shmei the Tala. Rav pointed up towards the ceiling. Abayan Naflikori went outside. Achvi Kav Shmei pointed up to the Shemayim. Amu Rabbah Tarvaychu Rabban Avisu. It's clear both of you are going to go up to be Tamil Chamim. Of course, Kachave Abay Rava. Hainu Daminshi Boots and Miktvei Yada. The small pumpkins are discernible when they come out of their sap. It's from a young stage, you could see which are going to be the special fruit and which are not going to be special fruit. Again, another leniency in Zeman, saying that a child who knows who he's benching to can join the Zeman. We don't seem to find this kula either. Being Nayak Lach Lamaisa. I'm Rabbi Rabbi Rav Shmuel Parshilas Mishmei Derav. Tish Lach Dagam Ech Lach Yerik. If 9 people ate grain and 1 person ate Yerik, Mitzdarf and Mitzdarf to Zeman, there's a very relevant Lach Lamaisa. This is brought that when 9 people ate grain and one of them ate vegetables, didn't eat grain, he didn't eat for the Fiminim, so he doesn't have to bench a full benching. He could still be a star after the minion for Quorum to say, what if it's 8? You said 9 and 1. Is it dafka? What about 8 and 2? Shivamau. What if 7 ate grains and 3 ate vegetables? Amri Leisha makes no difference. As long as you have this discernible rave, that's key words, as long as you have this rave, then it's enough to say Nevarach Alekeinu. The three have to have eaten, even if they ate things that are not mechuyev benching. That's enough to join into a zeman. Says the Gemara, Shisha Vada Lemabayli. There's a shot in the Girsa here. The Girsa we have simply is Reb Zera says six. I never had a shayla with. Meaning, according to this version, Reb Zera was saying six. I know for sure. Does not eat, it's not good enough. Six people eating grain and four eating vegetables not enough. We'll see why in a few lines, but that's one version of what he's saying. Another girsa is vaday, that those four letters are actually like an abbreviation. Shisha, not vaday lebayla, not vaday wasn't a shayla, but shisha, vaday stands for vidalit achlu yerek. Dalit, aleph means achlu, and the yud, vaday. Vidalit achlu yerek. If I have six that ate grains and four ate vegetables, Lemibayli, that wasn't my shayla. Or, vaydalay ashalti. Vaday means, woe is to me, I didn't ask. I should have asked, and I didn't ask. He's lamenting the fact that I didn't ask. Let's see which one fits Gemara best. Amir v'yirmiya, shab ravdalay. It's good that you didn't ask. Sounds pretty clear that he was saying a statement, like the figures we have, it wasn't a question to me. But Rav Yirmiya says, it's good you didn't ask, because he goes the other direction. So Rabbi Yirmi goes the opposite direction. Rabbi Zeri, the way we're understanding, the other gear says that he says, I didn't ask. Let's go to the simple reading. Vaday, it's not a shalti because it's no good. Rabbi Yirmi says, it's good it wasn't a shalti. You know why? Because it for sure is good. The same way by 7, 8, and 9, you have raiv, and therefore you have a zeman. So to by 6, you have raiv, and you have a zeman. So Rabbi Yirmi was taking exactly the opposite approach to Rabbi Zeri. Says Gemara, Viyu said, what does Rabbi Zeri hold? Ruba de Minkarbina, you need a ruba that's nicker. You need a ruba, a raiv that's nicker. 6 against 4. It's very close. It's not so nicker that you have rave that are eating, and therefore it's not good enough. 7 and 3, 8 and 2, and sure, certainly 9 and 1 is a rave had nicker. Interesting to point out, we know that what? Very good. That by very good, Benji. That by Shisha Mispalim, for a minion is enough. So it's a big question. What's the difference? Why by Tefillah is 6 Mispalim enough, and why here not? I don't. Maybe a basic answer could be. Sorry? On the contrary, that's better, if anything. We're saying 6 is not enough by Zeman. You're able to make 2 separate zimun. Why is that? That's a mila. Okay, so it could be. I think I'll have right now. I don't have an answer, but it could be that we're saying you need a ruba hanikar. When it comes to benching, everyone's sitting down, and some are benching, some aren't benching. Not so nicker. When it comes to davening, mispal, 6 mispal, davening Shemoneh Esrei, it's very nicker throughout a Shemoneh Esrei. It doesn't take 10 seconds. Shemoneh Esrei takes enough time, and people are standing in Shemoneh Esrei. It's quite nicker. You have 6 mispalim. You have enough time maybe to siphon out from a 10 a rave of 6 mispalim. Perhaps this reason. I'm sure there's better reasons given, but that could be one reason. But it's interesting to note that again by benching, we're saying at least according to Reb Zera, 6. It's not enough, and that's how we pass. We pass, you need 7 for Nevarach Lekeinu, whereas by Shemoneh Esrei, by davening, Shisha Mispalim is indeed enough. Story time. Yani Malka, Malka, Sakricha, Rifsa, Badia, Dadi, Yani Melech, and the Queen, they were breaking bread together. Umi, the Kadlar, Abban, Lavi, the Inish, the Berchalu, we referenced this earlier in the Masechta, that Yani killed out all the Chachamim. And because he killed the Chachamim, remember, back in the day, there were no benchers. There were no benchers, they used to bench by heart. That was a story that Rav was, King Rechia was telling Rav to wash it. Rebbe, when Rav and Rechia ate together in Rebbe's house, Rebbe told Rav, wash your hands. We just had a couple days ago, Rav was saying, got nervous. Rebbe said, my hands are dirty, I have to wash my hands. He said, no, that was his way of telling you, you're going to do my machrenim, and you're going to lead a benching. Prepare benching. We explain what's prepare benching. Prepare benching, because back in the day, the one who led in Zeman benched the whole benching. So not everyone used to always bench. It used to be the one that led the Zeman bench. And they, of course, did it all by heart. They didn't have it written down. So Yana and Melech HaMachas had big meal. They had to bench. And they didn't have anyone that could lead them in benching, because they killed out all the Chamim. There was no one knowledgeable enough to lead them in benching. Amar Lo Devisai, who said to his wife, who can give us a person? It's unbelievable. Even after he killed the Chum, apparently benching was still on his to-do list. He said, who can give us a person that could lead us in benching? Amrle, she said, do you swear to me that if I bring you someone, you're not going to be beside this person too? You've killed all the Chumim. Swear to me, if I bring you someone that can bench, you're not going to kill him. She had a particular affinity for the person she was about to bring, because it was her brother, very good. Says Marsh Tabale, so Yana swore, she brought Lashem Meshatach Achua. She brought her brother, Shem Meshatach, who had been speared, he was in hiding, so she brought him out of hiding to come bench by this meal for Yana Melch Machasa. So Yana Melch sat down, Shem Meshatach, between him and his wife, between him and the queen. Amrle, the king said to him, Chaziz Kamiyak Ravdin, look how much covenant I'm giving you. I'm sitting here next to me, Amrle, you're giving me covenant. Lavata Makariously, it's not you who's giving me covenant. Ela Raisati Kamakli, unbelievable the stults that he had after all the Chamiyak killed out. And by Yanai, he says to Yanai, it's not you that gives me covet, it's the Torah that gives me covet. Like he says in the Pasuk, the Siv, Sal Slo Shrei Mecha, it'll toil in it, or salsa means like love it, caress it, and it'll raise you up. When you embrace it, it'll cause you honor. The Torah is what's causing me honor. You're just the conduit. You're just the hechatimza. It's the Torah that's bringing me the honor. Amar Allah, so he said to the queen, you see, they don't accept my authority. He was still forbidden. The Rabbanan didn't accept his authority. He said, you see, this guy treats me. Not by kavadik. Yavle kaisa bruche. So Yanai gave Shimon Shetach a cup to lead him benching. Amar, he says, this is a very interesting Gemara. You see a Tana using the same type of sarcasm you'd have in 2020, you'd have today. Amar, hechi avarech. How am I going to make a bracha? I should lead a benching. Baruch, what's the lashon nusach of Zeman? Baruch shechalnu mishalai. You just brought me here. You haven't given me any food. What should I say? Benching. Baruch sheachal yani vechaver mishalai. Blessed is the one that Yani and his friends ate from. I didn't eat anything. I can't lead you in a Zeman if I didn't partake in the meal. That's the relevance to our sugya. They have to partake in the meal to be able to join the Zeman. Says Mar Shaslu Kesa. He therefore drank that cup. Yovel Kesachrina. They then gave him another cup. So now he drank. He joined them in the meal. We gave him another cup of Baruch and he benched. Amrav Abba Breidrav Chibar Abba. Shimon Meshatach the Avad Ligarmi Hu Avad. Shimon Meshatach did it. Lishitasa. He coined his own sheeta. That what? Dachem Rav Chibar Abba Amar Beichran. Lo Elam Ein Meitzias Rav Ma'idei Chavasan. At Shechak Kazayis Dagan. You can't be Meitzias Rav Ma'idei in benching until the Kazayis of Dagan. Shimon Meshatach drank a cup of wine and that was Meitzi. Only him Lishitasa. They're drinking wine. It's good enough, right? The Chavas is. I didn't see anyone say this, but the Chavas similar to a Gamil sheeta. Right? Gamil sheeta that by the Zayin Minim you can make a full benching on. Right? Shimon Meshatach is saying that when one drinks a cup of wine, he could lead him benching in Zeman as well, even though he didn't eat any a kazayas of grain, he could lead in Zeman. Here's the bomb question. Rashi asked the question, and all the Shem deal with this. You're telling me, but if you did eat a kazayas of grain, you could lead everyone else in benching. What's halach when you eat a kazayas of grain? We had this Gemara on Daf Chav. You mechiv to bench? Midra Abanam. Midra Raisa v'chalta v'savato v'rachta. We had the Gemara on Daf Chav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, should I not let the Melachim, they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you said you don't show favoritism to anyone, and yet you show favoritism to Klai Yisrael, because it says, Yisa Hashem panav elecha, he should lift his eyes towards you, right? Your God lays upon him, yet Yisa panav to Klai Yisrael. And to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Klai to I said in my Torah, you should be a chalta v'savata v'racht. Only when you have sviya, are you mechuyav benching. And what does Klai Yisrael do? They take upon themselves to bench, even when they eat a kazayas or kabeya, they take out the bench, even when they're not mechuyav to bench. So, kazayas, pashtas, there is a shita that we ultimately hold kazayas is mechuyav deraisa. The shita is a raivad. It's actually one of the answers to the question that I'm asking now. But there is a shita that's deraisa. But pashtas, the chiyav to bench by kazayas is derabbanan. Right? So, our Gemara is saying that Shimon Meshatach didn't go like us because we would hold you needed kazayas. And if you ate a kazayas, the fight wouldn't be enough. So Rashi has the chiyav only chayav mechuyav to bench by derabbanan. And Yani Melech HaMalchus is mechuyav to bench by deraisa. Could a mechuyav midarabanan be made to deraisa? The Gemara, that same daf on daf chav, seems to indicate that that does not work. Why? The Gemara there is mashba that a katan should not be mitzi, cannot be mitzi his father, right, with benching. And a simple understanding is because the katan is mechuyav midarabanan and the father is mechuyav midaraisa. Therefore, it's very sure over here that the Gemara is implying that Yanai would be able to be mitzi the, not Yanai, sorry, Shimon Meshatach would be able to mitzi Yanai with his kazayas, which is only makes him a chiv darbanan, meaning makes him a deraisa. So that is a bomb question, Rashi, yes, and the Mefarshim have three different mahalchim to answer this question. Rashi says that you're right. A mechiv midrabanan, big call from Rashi. The Gemara in Daf Chav is not mashmas way. He says, but that's not really the halach lemaisa. A mechiv midrabanan is yes able to be mitzi a deraisa. Someone's mechiv midrabanan can be mitzi a deraisa. And therefore, Yanu Eidik Kazayis is mechiv midrabanan. Once he's a mechiv midrabanan, that's enough to be mitzi a deraisa. I think more by katan, big aside from Rashi, total left field, the Gavi Chinuch, Rashi says, a katan is no chiv midrabanan. A katan is no chiv at all. A katan has zero chiv. The mitzvah of Chinuch is on whom? On the father. The katan is yerchiv. So the chazai mechuyav midrabanan. So that's why the katan can be mitzi a father. But when someone's mechuyav midrabanan, they could be mitzi a deraisa. That's Rashi's take. And the Gemara, this Gemara would be a beautiful raya to that, to Rashi's idea. Again, the Gemara in Daf Chav clearly is mashal not like that, but this Gemara would be a raya to Rashi's mahalach that a mechuyav midrabanan can be mitzi a deraisa. The Bahag says, simple etza. Who told Yanei Melech, Yanei Malchusa, Eidashia Sviya also? Maybe they also just tasted food. And they were also only mechuyav midrabanan, and therefore, a drabanan could mitzvah drabanan. That is the Bach's answer. Both Rashi and Tosfos do not like Rashi. Rashi says he doesn't like the answer. He brings the Bach and doesn't like it. Yanei Melech Malchus by the big fat Suda, whenever the Suda was, didn't eat a shear of Sviya. Not Mestaver. So they don't like this answer. But again, that's the Bach's Malach. Tosfos says a third Malach, and this is a big Yisayin, that we have a concept called Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Arva says that if you're mechuyav in something, and I'm a bar hachi, I'm able to be in that same parsha, I can be made to. Even though right now I'm a mechuyav in it, you have a chiyav, and I'm in the same parsha, I could also have that same chiyav potentially. Right now, I'm allowed to bench, I'm allowed to make a bracha on your behalf, because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, your chiyav becomes my chiyav, with Arev to each other. Beautiful answer from Taisa's Big Yisayin, Kol Yisrael Arevim. Question is, then why do you even have to take Zayas? Let him lead a bench in Davening Kazayas. Answers Taisviz, because he's saying the words Nevarach Shechanu Mishaloi. You can't lead in Zimran and say Nevarach Shechanu Mishaloi, which Rabbi Yani says, I'm going to say that you ate? I can't say that you ate. Have to be, when I say the words Nevarach Shechanu Mishaloi, it has to be the I ate as well. So it's a technical issue. He had to eat only to be able to say Nevarach Shechanu Mishaloi, but in terms of a shear, you don't need really a shear to be able to be mitzi, because else obviously you can be mitzi. In terms of zimun, you need to eat something. And what's that something? According to Rishon Shatak, wine is enough. According to the Chachamim, according to us, we're saying you need to have grains. But the reason for eating is not to get a chiv of benching that you have regardless, because once he has a chiv of benching, I can go and be mitzim. One last point on this. We're saying from Rashi that chinuch is a mitzvah on the father and on the son. It's a big mitzvah. Shaila, do the Rabbanan make the old children have a mitzvah in the Rabbanan, or is it a mitzvah on the father and on the child? So Rashi is saying it's not a mitzvah on the child, it's a mitzvah on the father. That's one Digam Rashi. Another Lamda Shaila in Chinuch, a very basic Shaila, is when the Torah gave Mrs. Chinuch for children. And this Shaila does fit better if you hold this mitzvah on the child itself. But even if it's a mitzvah on the father. What's up, Shat? Does a Katan have one general cloud of mitzvah Chinuch? So that means whether it's sitzes, whether it's lulav, whether it's matzah, whether it's Kriya Shema, there's a mitzvah of Chinuch. And every time a child does a mitzvah, it's under that one mitzvah of the 613 called Chinuch. It's not Shema. It's not Shabbos. It's not tzitzis. It's the mitzvah of chinuch. Or no, the mitzvah of chinuch was within every mitzvah, there's a chinuch element in tefillin. Not tefillin, actually, bad example. I mean, there's a little bit in tefillin. But in tzitzis, in Shabbos, in Krishma, in lulav, in esrog, there's a chinuch element. What's nafkaminas? So base nafkaminas. If you say that there's a mitzvah of lulav and esrog by chinuch, it's a direct mitzvah of lulav and esrog by chinuch, a direct mitzvah of matzah by chinuch. And when you're giving the child a mitzvah to do, it has to be done properly. You can't give them a puzzle lulav and esrog. You have to give them the proper one, right? If you say there's just one general mitzvah of chinuch, of being mechanech to do mitzvahs, but it's not really a mitzvah of esrog and lulav on a rabbinic level or mitzvah of matzah on a rabbinic level, then the chayyur wouldn't make a difference if the lulav and esrog is kosher or not. That'd be one chalukah section of mechleikis, by the way, in the Rishonim. From the Rush, it seems to be indicate that it has to be done properly. It's got to be a kosher lulav and esrog. You can't just buy a chinuch set. Cannot be a puzzle set from the Rush Mashma. Whereas from the Mordechai, they want to say that he's not makbid, that a chinuch set could be a puzzle set. The idea is, by the way, because a chinuch set with the raya from the Mordechai, is because he says there's no chasaron of lechem by a katan. We know on the first day of Sukkot, it has to be yours, it has to be lechem. You can't borrow it. By a katan, it seems to be, you can borrow it from his father, and there's no kapeid according to the Mordechai. Why? Why is there no issue? Teretz is because it doesn't have to be done properly. That's a simple explanation of the Mordechai, that it's just going through the motions and teaching him about the mitzvah, but it doesn't have to be done properly. It's one afgamina. Another afgamina would be, whatever the scenario is, if a katan is doing a mitzvah and a gadol, it's the only way to be yetzis, to be yetzis through the katan, is there any point of him trying to be yetzis through the katan? If you tell me that the katan has a rabbinic version of every individual mitzvah, so a gadol could potentially be yetzis through a katan, but potentially. But if you say that it's one mitzvah of chinuch, he's doing chinuch, you're trying to do whatever, Shema. He's not doing Shema, he's doing chinuch. The chinuch happens to be in Shema, but he's not doing the mitzvah Shema. There's no way the katan can be made to the gadol in such a fashion in any case. Okay. So what happened? So he drank the wine, and he benched on their behalf. Meisvei. Rav Shimon Gamil, Aymer, Allah, the Hesiv Yimayim, if someone came into a room and he leaned with them, I feel like talking about El Basir, even if he only ate dipped vegetable and brine with them, Achal Imam El Gregus Achas Mistarif, he can Mistarif. So why are you telling me that you can't be Mistarif unless you ate a kazayas of grain or Shumash Shadachald? At least he had to drink the reverse of wine. You see, even if you dip a vegetable, which is our sugi over here, we're saying one person can eat vegetables, he can Mistarif. Says a more very simple answer. To be Mistarif to the 10, you could be. But to lead the 10, that you can't be. It's Ruf Mistarif. Avalezi Rabbi Mistarif. To be made to the rabbim, that you have to eat a proper kazayas. That's why Shimon Shatach had to eat something. He couldn't just be, he had to, vegetable wasn't enough. Itmar Nami, Amar Chaga, Amar Abchana, Bar Yudam, Shmeda, Rava, Afilu Loi Tafa Beis, Afilu Tavi Mam El Batsir, Te'ach Mam El of Gregors. Even if you only dipped a vegetable in brine, and you ate together a couple of Gregris, like dried, one dried fig. Gregris achas. Mistar, if you can combine with them for the shear, for 10 to have a zeman, or for 3 to have a zeman. But in order to be mitzvah rabbi chavasam, and a mitzvah achach a kazayas dagan. But to be mitzvah rabbim, you need to have a kazayas dagan. Amrav chanam bar hudim shayt rava, another halacha. Hilchasa, acha yarek vishasa, kaisha yayin. Mistar, if he ate a yarek and he drank up wine, he can mistarif. However, lahaitzi, in order to be maitzi, this is how he paskin, ain't a maitzi atche yechel kazayis dagan. He can only bench on behalf of others, he can only be maitzi if he ate kazayis dagan. But to join into the zeman, a cup of wine or a vegetable is enough to join into the zeman. To be mistarf, to give a quorum of 3 or of 10. Amar Rav Nachman. Now we get to the Nusach of Brachas and the sources. Meish was Masakin Brachas Hazan, Hazan Hazan Kulei, Meish was Masakin that Bracha, when the Mun came down. Yeshua Tikalam Brachas Aris, Yeshua was Masakin the Bracha of Aris, Deidlucha, the Bracha of Aris, Aris Vamazan, Kiva Shinichasu, Aris when they got that soul. Dov Shalom Tikalam Shalom, Dov Shalom Masakin, Baini Shalayim. David Tikin Ay Yisrael Mecha Vayishlam Recha. David was Masakin Al Yisrael Mecha Vayishlam, Al Yisrael Mecha Vayishlam Recha. Ushlaim Tikin Al Abayas Hagod Vakadish. Now a few things before we go further. Saying Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin Hazan when the Mun came down. Mun came down from Shemayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin Hazan benching for the Mun, the Nusach Benchim Mun, which means clearly what they do, they bench for Mun. We know you don't make a Bracha Choreina, unless you make a Bracha Roshayna. What was the Bracha Roshayna for the Mun? What was the Bracha Roshayna for the Mun? So the Sefer Chasidim, sorry? Very good. Sefer Chasidim, like Benji says, the Bracha they made is Hamaitzi Lecha Min HaShemayim. Others say that there was no Bracha on Mun. Why not? And there's a deeper idea. We make a Bracha on food, the way some explain, is because it's coming to get rid of we take food into our body. Some of it's used to give us nourishment to our soul, physically we get able to live. And some of it's Psalus is garbage. We make a Bracha in order to kind of kosher up the Psalus. The Mun has no Psalus, so it's fully Kedusha, and therefore it didn't need a Bracha. But again, according to this, Mun didn't need a Bracha, even though normally you don't make a Bracha, you don't bench, unless you make a Bracha Shine over here. Clearly by the Mun, we're describing there was a bracha afterwards, even though there's discussion with the bracha beforehand. Fine. Now, Rabbi Yosef Engel asks that even if you say Mun has sustenance, L'chari it's not for the five grains. We only bench by the five grains. So why are we benching by the Mun? L'chari wants to be a raya that if a food has a taste and the texture of another food, if it has a taste and texture of a food, it warrants the bracha, whether or not you know it came from the five grains or not. If it has the taste and texture of the five grains, that'll be enough to give it a bracha. Last point on what we said so far is, we said, Shleim HaMelech was Masakim with Shlashin, Shleim HaTikin Al HaBayis HaGadol HaKadosh, which makes sense, because Shleim HaMelech was the one that built the bayis. David had the vision to build it, started, but of course, Shleim HaMelech was the one that completed and built the bayis. Yet we say, Mizmer Shir Chanukas, Habayis, you say every day. We don't think about what we're saying. Mizmer Shir Chanukas Habayis to David. And David has the Mizmer Shir when he's the Chanukas Habayis. David, Chanukas Habayis. Shleim HaMelech put the Habayis. That's what we're saying in benching. Shleim was Masakel Habayis, Sagal of HaKadosh, which makes sense. What does it mean when we say every day Mizmer Shir Chanukas Habayis David? So one of the things given is that David HaMelech went and was Makadish the Ritzpah of the Beis HaMikdash, the floor. He went and sanctified the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, even though he was not Zeicha to build the Beis HaMikdash. He had the vision, but he couldn't because of, he's the Isha of Muhammad. He wasn't able to build the Beis HaMikdash. However, he went and sanctified the floors, and therefore that's what it means. Mizmer Shir Chanukas Habayis David is on sanctifying the floors of the bias. Okay, says the Marvaiter. Hatoiva Meitev, Yavne Tikkuna, Hatoiva Meitev, we pointed this out the other day. Hatoiva Meitev was Mesukin in Yavne. Can I get Riga Beitev? We got the story of the Riga Beitev, Damar Abbasna. I say, I'm Shinunu, Riga Beitev, Kura, the day that the Yidim were able to bury the dead Yidim of Beitev. Tikkun, Yavne, Hatoiva Meitev, Nerech, Hatoiva Meitev. What's Teva Meitev? Hatoiva Shesruchu, first Esruchu, first of all, Hatoiva, and they didn't decay the bodies till now. Vameitev, Shinunu, Kura, then now they're able to be buried. That's the double idea of Teva Meitev. Very nice, beautiful idea of Teva Meitev because they didn't decay and they got to be buried. Why now? Why by benching do we say Hatav Meitav of all places? Says that Slach, because we understand that burial is for the guf, it's physical for the guf. It has nothing to do with the neshama. He said it's not true. Burial is a way of closing the door on the neshama. The neshama doesn't rest until it's buried either. Not just the guf, the neshama doesn't rest either. When we're benching, when we're doing something, the ultimate physical activity of eating food and indulging, doing a human-like activity, which we have to, we have no choice to do, we want to be reminded of this connection that we're not just about guf, we're also about neshama, therefore we can curtail and watch exactly what we're eating. Tanur Rabbanan. So now the Mar brings a price, which speaks to what we add in benching on Shabbos. Seder Brichas Mazan Kachu, this is Seder Brichas Mazan, Brichas Shana Brichas Zan. The first Brichas is Brichas Zan, like we know, Shnia Brichas Aretz is Neidlucha, Alarz Vamazan, Shlishis is Bainir Shalayim, Shrevi is Tateva Meitiv, the fourth Brichas Tateva Meitiv, Uve Shabbos, Maskal Menachama, Umesayim Menachama. The third Bracha, you begin with Nechama, and you end with Nechama. So you begin with Rachim, and you end with Lashon Nechama in Ritzei. And you say, and then you, in the middle of you say, if you want to say it in the bracha of Nechama, Tak, you can say it there. Birchas Aretz, if you want to say it in the bracha of Aretz, you can say it in the second bracha. The bracha Shtik Nechama B'Yavna, if you want to say it in the bracha that they have Masach Nechama, namely, Atav Meitav, you can say it there as well. Nechama Emer El Nechama Vad. Nechama say, no, you got to say it in the bracha of Nechama, which is the bracha of Rachim through Vnei Yishlaim. Says Gemara, Nechama Hanei Tanakama. Aren't the Chama repetition of the Sheet of Tanakama? Answers the Gemara, Ikab ben Adiyavid. Some say that the dafkin is between them is Bidiyavid, meaning if one said it in a bracha other than Nechama, according to Tanakama, he doesn't have to be Brachas Mazon, where the Chama is saying it's got to be said dafka there, and if even Bidiyavid, if he didn't do it in the proper space, he has to repeat Brachas Mazon. Doing it in the wrong place would require necessitate saying Brachas Mazon again. Now Rashi actually says this in Shilashan. Rashi describes the bracha of Nechama. Rashi says Rachim or Nachamenu. Rachim or Nachamenu. And the first one discussed, Taisus speaks out this. What's the difference between the Lashon of Rachim or Nachamenu? What's the challenge in the Girsa of what the Lashon is? So Taisus wants to say, because on Shabbos, we don't ask Bakashas. Since you don't ask for Bakashas, therefore, the Lashon of Nachamenu is more appropriate than the Lashon of, of Rachim. So the only issue is that we do find that on even on Shabbos, there are certain Nusach Tfilas, which is already Lashenis that resemble Bakashas, and still we say it on Shabbos. And therefore, Taisaka says, Anachami, that we should say, even on Shabbos, Lashon Rachim, and that's indeed, that is what we do. Tanabadim. Where do you know a source for Birchas Mazmana Taira? Shneemar, most famous pasuk we've constantly brought, Vachatvas Vatavrachtas, Birchas Azan. Now, the Marta, this Bryce is learning that Bracha Vachatvas Vatavrachta, that is a reference to the Bracha of Azanas Akal, the first Bracha benching. How do you know about the other Brachas? As Hashem Lekechas, as Hashem Lekech refers to Zeman, again, this would be another Gemara that the simple, the face of it, Zeman is derived. So we're going to see this Gemara is also going to be a Pasuk to show a source, Fatei V'Meitiv, and that almost universally the Mepharshim say is Drabbanan, and the truth is Alcha Maisa, most Mepharshim Baskin, that Zeman is also Drabbanan. So these Pesukim L'Chaira would either be going, this Gemara and Bryce is going to go with the opinion that both Zeman and Tei V'Meitiv is derived. So that is how some of the Mepharshim explain this Gemara, or you could say it's more of an Smachta than a real Drasha. But okay, says the Gemara, Hashem Lekech Zeman al aritz ubichas aritz versus bichas aritz hatayv is zeb ben yishlaim hatayv versus ben yishlaim v'chino emer har tayv. How do you know why is tayv referred to yishlaim? Har tayv azev alavanin, like it says, this good mountain and levanin ashenas lecha zeu atayv meitiv ashenasan lach is a tayv meitiv that is referring in the pasuk to a tayv meitiv. Again, either this man holds a tayv meitiv is derais. That's a simple reading. That is actually how some of the Yushainim in this Gemara, or you can say simply that it's more of an asmachta, not a real drasha. Okay. Ein lach, Rav, I only know that you make a bracha after eating. Lafana benayin, how you make a bracha before eating? Amr kavach chaymer, this kavach chaymer we had earlier in this mesechta, kishu seveya mevarech, kishu rav lekal shgein. If he makes a bracha when he's seveya, when he's full, certainly when he's hungry, he certainly should make a bracha. This is word for the kavach chaymer we had back on daf lamin hay. If he makes a bracha when he's full, certainly he should make a bracha when he's hungry. And we point out, what do you mean? Why is this a kavach chaymer? When he's full, he just sees the satiation, he ate. So of course he makes a bracha. When he's hungry, maybe not. So we explain back then that when it comes to Gashmias, the Ikar Hana is when you're about to partake in the Gashmias, when you're about to partake in the beginning of your eating, let's say, that's when the Ikar Hana is. Once you've eaten, yeah, you're full, but you don't feel like the Gashmak is not there. It's the opposite of Ruchnias. In Ruchnias, the hardest point is starting and getting involved in Ruchnias. Once you start, and once you get into the Ruchnias, and certainly once you complete it, there's a certain sense of Shleimus, there's a feeling of accomplishment, and that's why we say in Davening, Yispu V'Yisangu Mitivecha. When it comes to Mitivecha, when it comes to this is the Gain's explanation, when it comes to the goodness, the good things of Ruchnias, it's Yispu, we're satiated, V'Yisangu, and then we have the Einig. When it comes to Gashmi, it's the exact opposite. The Einig comes before satiation. Once we're full, it's almost like you push the plate away. I don't want to see any more of this food. I had enough of it. When you're full, you don't want any more. By Gashmias, by Ruchnias, on the contrary, the more full you are, you would want even more, because now is when you get your true Einig. Okay, so we have a couple of chemer. If you make a bracha by this food after you eat, certainly you should make a bracha when you're hungry. Rabbi Amrei Nitzarech, you don't need that. It's a couple of chemer. The Chalt Vesvat Tevrach, that's Hashem HaKecha, Zubik HaSazan. Avol birchas haziman megad l'shem iti nafka. Birchas haziman is from gad l'shem iti. Al aretz birchas aretz. Aretz refers to the birchas aretz. That's neidlcha. Hatev v'zu b'nei shalayim. V'cheinu eimer har hazeh tev v'alvanein. Hatev v'amitiv b'yavet t'knua. So this verse is clearly saying that it is a full fledged drabban. There's a mino pasuk for it. Ein li alachav elin obeo. Again, for brachas afterwards. L'fan manayin haino b'brachas before eating. So again, Rebbe is saying, ein etzarech. I don't need to call a chaymer. I have a source. What's the source? Tamalem asher nasa lach. Because that's pas the shas lach. Mish nasa lach. From when it's given to you, but even before you eat it, you make a bracha. Rebbe is saying, ein etzarech. I don't need that source. I'm a uverich. Aslach mocha v'esmemecha. I'll take your uverich. Ella uverich. Don't read it uverich, and he will bless. Rather, read it uverich, and you shall bless. You should make a bracha before you eat your bread. Amos akar lechem. When is it called bread? Kadosh Shechlenu, before you eat it, once it's in your mouth already, it's called bread. Before you eat it, it's already being chewed up. Rav Nasa Emer Ein Tzarech, once it's in your stomach, it's not longer called bread. So it must be making a bracha while it's still called bread. While it's still called bread, it's before you eat it, you have to make a bracha. Rav Nasa says, Ein Tzarech. This drush is also not necessary. Hari Aimer Bavaycha Meir Kain Timsum Isa Baterim Yalla Habamas Lechol Ki Yachal Adbay. The pasuk says that the people won't eat until he comes and he makes a bracha on the carbon. Afterwards, only then will the vitamins eat. So we're talking over here about a long nusach that was said when Shaul asked the young girls where he could find Shmuel. So they gave him this long-winded response, which included that before he eats the zevach, he's going to make a bracha. So we see a source of making a bracha before one eats. So again, we have this last source by Shmuel that the young girls were referring that Shmuel is going to make a bracha before he eats. We have the Asher Nasan Lach that tells me that, we have the fact that it's called Lechem. Lechem, you make a bracha when it's lechem, which means before you eat, it's the lechem. Asher Naslach was the source, they make a bracha that Hashem gave you, from when he gave it to you, even before you eat it, that's you make a bracha. And we have the Kal Vachomer. In the Kal Vachomer, if you make a bracha after you eat, certainly, if you make a bracha for benching, certainly make a bracha before you eat. Now the merchant's brother, what was that long-winded response from the Nairis that they gave to Shaul about Shmuel's whereabouts? It's a note to self that Nashim, they often speak a lot. They'll give a long-winded answer. Shmuel Amar, Kedei L'Sakob Yafir Shel Shaul. Shaul was a very handsome man. They were trying to, there's two ways to understand this. Either they're trying to elongate the conversation in order to engage with him for longer because they were soaking in his beauty, or they were just stammering from his beauty. They were platering because they couldn't focus because of his beauty. Okay, similar ideas. He was shoulder, head and shoulders, from shoulders and up, he was a head taller than the rest of the people. One malchus cannot overlap with the other, even up to hair's breadth. So since the first malchus was still going, therefore, a delay was caused in order that the malchus from one should not overreach into the other one. Ve'ainli ella. Now I only know, says the Gemara, ve'ainli ella birchas amazon. I only know the source for birchas amazon. Birchas atarim, I know the source birchas atarim. Again, the Gemara puts it together like it did earlier, 20 about back, 20, I think it's around the chafes, chafalof. The Gemara put together birchas amazon, birchas atarim. How do I know that birchas atarim, birchas atarim, birchas atarim, says Mar Amar Bishmal, kal v'chaymer, al chayisha mevarach, make a bracha for eating, which is chayisha, life in this world, al chayilam abba, like all she can certainly want to make a bracha for chayilam abba. Rabbi Chiyah ben Achmeini, v'tamidah shah Bishmal, Rabbi Chiyah the Talmud of Shmuel said, "Meshumer Shmuel, name of Shmuel, in its aruch." I don't need to have another source. Omer, how do you know you make a bracha on Torah? Al aretz a teiv asher nasan lach. Ulalano Omer ve'etn lachas luches even a teiv mitzvah. So it's like a nasan lach. It's like zayir shav that you make a bracha on food. You make a bracha on Torah as well. Omer, a third source. Meish shkeim shemivarech al teiva. Kachem bracha ra. How do you know that when a person makes a bracha on good, just like when a person makes a bracha on good, he should make a bracha on evil, on that which is perceived to be bad as well. Tam lemer asher nasan lach shamekecha, asher nasan lach shamekecha, that which Hashem gave you. Dayancha, elikecha is a way of saying dayancha, you're dayan, you're judge. The chol din shadancha, whichever din he gives you, be mida paranis, whether it's mida or mida paranis, you still give a bracha. Now, somehow in there, we're also teaching the idea of a bracha on Torah. It could be, again, it's similar to the drush from before of Nasan and Nasan. It could be saying out that somehow that Kadosh Baruch Hu's sitting in judgment is connected to the Torah itself, and that's why it's a bracha on Torah as well. But somehow from this Kishem Shem Varchem, we're learning out a bracha on Torah as well. Rabbi Yehuda Meseir Eimer, Ein Et Sarach Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Teva, Hateva, Teva Zu Torah, it says the word Hateva. So Teva and the word from Hateva, the word Taiva, Zutaira. V'cheinu Eimer, Kilechtan V'satelechem, because Lechtan V'satelechem refers to Tairasi Altosevu, it refers to Taira. So Taiva from the word Hateva is Taira. Hateva Zubin Yerushalayim. So you learn both from this bracha, V'cheinu Eimer, Harateva Zev Alevanein. We'll stop over here, we'll pick it up from here, Emir Tz Hashem, tomorrow.